Buksan po natin ang ating Biblia sa Unang Pedro, Kabanata 2, Talata 13 hanggang 17. Mga alipin, magpasakop kayo sa inyong mga amo at igalang ninyo sila, hindi lamang ang mababait at mapagbigay, kundi pati ang malulupit. May pagmamalaki ba ang magtiis ng parusa kung ito ay dahil sa paggawa ng masama? Hindi. Ngunit kung magtiis kayo ng hirap sa kabila ng paggawa ninyo ng mabuti, pagpapalain kayo ng Diyos. Hindi siya gumawa ng anumang kasalanan o nagsinungaling kailanman. Sa kanyang pagkamatay sa krus, pinasan niya ang ating mga kasalanan upang tayo'y mamatay na sa kasalanan at mamuhay ng ayon sa kalooban ng Diyos. Sa pamamagitan ng kanyang mga sugat, kayo'y pinagaling. Mga kaibigan, ito ang salita ng Diyos.
Let me pray for. Give us, O Lord, steadfast hearts, which no unworthy thought can drag downward, and conquered hearts which no tribulation can wear out, upright hearts which no unworthy purpose may tempt aside. Bestow upon us also, O Lord our God, understanding to know you, diligence to seek you, wisdom to find you, and faithfulness that may finally embrace you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. And welcome po sa gathering na ito ng Crossroads Church of Dubai. Ako po si Aaron, naglilingkod bilang isa sa mga members ng church na ito. Sa panahon po ng early church, yung kanila pong theology and view of suffering is a testimony against the comfort-addicted culture na meron po tayo sa panahon natin ngayon. Halimbawa po si St. Ignatius of Antioch, siya po ay isang martyr ng panahon ng 2nd century at pinagbawalan po niya yung kanya pong community from asking the empire to show him mercy. Instead, siya po ay sumulat sa kanila at ito po ang kanyang sinabi. Allow me to be an imitator of the suffering of my God. If anyone has him within himself, let him understand what I long for and sympathize with me, knowing what constrains me. The ruler of this age wants to take me captive and corrupt my godly intentions, which is to die for his faith. Therefore, none of you who are present must help me. Instead, take my side, that is, God's. Do not talk about Jesus Christ while you desire the world. I take no pleasure in corruptible food for the pleasures of this life, or the pleasures of this life. I want the bread of God, which is the flesh of Christ, who is the seed of David. And for drink, I want His blood, which is incorruptible love. Ngayon, i-compare po natin itong sinabi na ito ni St. Ignatius sa mga sinasabi ng ilan sa mga preachers sa panahon po natin ngayon, which they say, Jesus became poor so that we might become financially rich. We are not meant to suffer. God has not destined us for anything but riches and health. Suffering, pain, and poverty are not the portion of a true believer because Jesus died to purchase those things for us. Ito pong latter na binasa ko ay in stark contrast against what the Bible is telling us. Tayo po ngayon ay nasa huling installment ng ating pag-aaral ng 1 Peter for this year, and we find ourselves in chapter 2, verses 18 hanggang 25. Last week, we have seen from chapter 2, 13 hanggang 17, how we are commanded to submit to all human authorities for the Lord's sake. How we are told to live as people who are free. Free to live as servants of God, doing not what we want, because ginagawa po yung mga bagay that God wants. And in light of that submission to authorities, we are to honor everyone, love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the emperor, or in our case, yung ating pong mga government officials. Yung ating pong passage sa gabi pong ito follows the same theme of submission to authorities that we discussed last week. Una, ito pong si Peter emphasized submission to the government, and now, submission within the social structure kung saan po tayo naninirahan. From a big picture point of view, it would not have been good para po sa early church to be associated with revolutionaries na may balak pong mag-overthrow or pigilan yung pong slave and master relationship because it was so popular during that time. Yet, throughout Scripture, we see compassion and love preached again and again. And throughout history, meron pong mga Christians, katulad ni William Wilberforce, na kung saan they have sought to change the evils of slavery from within the rules of government. And also from an individual perspective, yung pong mga slaves ng panahon na yon should realize that God is sovereign and that God had put them in that position. From 1 Corinthians chapter 7, we would learn that slaves should be willing to remain in the condition with which God had called them. They should not rebel. Now here, Peter focuses hindi po dun sa what paradise would look like, which is wala pong slavery, but on how we should live in the real world situations na ating pong kinakaharap. And ito po ang ating main point sa gabing ito. Endure suffering for the glory of Christ because He is the standard and substitute in our suffering. We are to endure yung pong suffering for the glory of Christ because Christ Himself is yung ating pong standard, example, model, and at the same time, He is the substitute ng ating pong suffering. Two things. Una, our call to endure suffering for the glory of Christ from verses 18 hanggang 20. And second, yung ating pong standard and substitute in suffering is Christ. Point number one, our call to endure suffering for the glory of Christ. Verse 18, sabi po dyan, servants, be subject to your masters with all respect, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the unjust. Servants were to respect their masters. Nararamdaman niyo po yung nararamdaman ko dito sa harapan. Ano? Now, ito pong Greek word dito sa salitang servant ay hindi po yung parehong word sa slave, which is doulos. But yung pong word dito means a domestic servant. Isa pong tao who serves a family, who works in a family setting. Marami po sa mga servants na ito ay well-educated. They held responsible positions sa mga households. And ito pong mga slaves, quote-unquote, ng first century includes doctors, teachers, musicians, and secretaries. They are serving yung pong household. And these slaves or domestic servants were to submit. Sabi po dyan, ito pong submission na to is not only applied to good masters, but to everyone, even to the harsh. And to be sure, meron pong ilan who are good and considerate masters. Certainly, Christian masters were to be numbered dun po sa category na yon. However, we see Peter challenging Christian slaves to a new behavior na kung saan it would require them to submit and respect even those masters who are harsh. Ito po yung same logic ng ating pong passage last week about submitting to government, na kung saan we are to submit to all governments, including the bad ones. But for sure, meron pong, as we have labored last week, all are sinful, but there are kinds of leadership that are good. Halimbawa na lang po kung nasan tayo. We are under a certain kind of good leadership. And there are countries who are abusing yung kanila pong authority as an example of bad leadership. And so God appointed ito pong mga governments na ito, and He also allowed slaves to be where they are. A servant should respect yung kanya pong master even if his master doesn't deserve it. And the same way, sa mga kabataan po natin, we are, a child should honor their parents even if they think that they do not deserve it. Hindi po natin kayang kontrolin what everyone else does, but we can control yung ating pong sariling actions. So ano pong application can you make out of these verses about servants and masters today? When an immediate and relatable application para po sa atin who are employees is yung pong ating submission to our employers. Sure, ilan po sa atin perhaps are working in a good work environment, considering yung pong work-life balance. Diba? We have been graced to serve kind and generous employers and companies, but some of us don't. Pero hindi po ibig sabihin nun that we have to disrespect and disobey yung ating pong mga employers. At present, meron po ba kayong problema sa inyong mga boss? Are you having a hard time obeying and listening to what they say because you think they don't deserve it? Is it hard for you to serve well because of how you are treated at work? Remember 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 24 and 31. Sabi po doon, let no one seek his own good but the good of his neighbor. 31, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all for the glory of God. Chapter 3, verse 17 ng Colossians, and whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. And if that's not enough, Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 and 24, whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. Why? Because you are serving the Lord Christ. And that's on this side of the spectrum. Serving, obeying, listening to, respecting, and all those things. But meron pong another side dun sa spectrum that I want also to discuss. And yung po yung point that we are not slaves in the sense of being commodities or properties ng ating pong mga amo. While under po sa isang contract, meron po tayong obligasyon to obey yung ating pong mga authorities sa ating pong companies. Yet, legally, we're also free to seek other employment. Ibig pong sabihin ito, that while we should respect yung ating pong mga boss and follow yung kanila pong instructions, hindi po natin dapat gawin blindly, and we should consider if staying in a company is beneficial sa ating pong spiritual well-being. Because sometimes, there are things that our companies, our bosses are making us to do na hindi po tama. And perhaps it hinders us na yung ating pong spiritual well-being would be nourished. Now, when might it be good to consider or seek another employment. These are just examples. Ano po? Huwag po kayong magre-resign ngayon. Pag sinabi ko po, ay ako yun. Hindi po, ah. For example, is if yung ating pong company is wandering away from ethical business practices, this is something that you have to think about. If yung ating pong second, if our work life is starting to consume our life, meaning if yung ating pong boss is putting more and more pressure to the point that it's already affecting your walk with God, this could be something that you would consider. Or, third, if being in a company opens up a lot of temptations, backdoor negotiations, under the table. Ngayon, katulad po ng sinabi ko, huwag po kayong magre-resign kaagad. Pray for it. Search your hearts. Ask wisdom from the Lord. Seek healthy counsel from our elders. And let them walk through with you sa inyo pong decision. But in total, we are to respect yung ating pong mga bosses and strive to maintain good relationships with them. And whenever possible, perhaps ito po ay last consideration natin sa ating trabaho, but this should be something that is of primary importance. Whenever possible, we should try to share the gospel with them. We should learn how to deal with conflict with our bosses biblically, voicing yung ating pong mga opinions o yung ating pong disagreements, but respecting na yung pong final decision is nasa ating pong boss. We must realize as well that we are not slaves, and therefore, if our work interferes with our walk with the Lord, then we should perhaps, it would be wise to give notice and then find a more suitable job. Huwag po tayong mabuhay in perpetual anger toward our bosses. Do not hold grudge or allow the sun to go down in your anger. Verse 19. Peter gives us the reason. For this is a gracious thing. When mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit it is, or is it, if when you sin and are beaten for it, you endure, but if when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of the Lord. Nais po ng Diyos that we endure suffering patiently. Why? Because of our conscience. It means, ang ibig pong sabihin nito is that not because we want to be rewarded with a promotion or achieve yung pong materialistic benefit, we endure suffering patiently because we know that God is watching us and that He wants us to. He wants us to endure suffering patiently. So how are we to bear up under suffering? How are we to endure under suffering? What might this look like? Well, yung pong attitude ng bearing up with suffering or enduring suffering is being cheerful, giving thanks, forgiving, speaking kind words, or even humbly listening. And now, how would you know if you are not consistent dun po sa attitude ng enduring suffering patiently? Well, kung kayo po ay lugmok, if you are depressed, kung kayo po ay nagko-complain, you're holding a grudge, or perhaps you wanted to seek revenge. It is to be expected na kung tayo po ay magkakasala and are punished for it or face yung pong consequence ng ating pong kasalanan, yun po yung expectations. Wala po tayong excuse and we don't have any complaint. But still, many people complain and grow angry for situations that they brought on their own heads. Kung kayo po ay isang estudyante and you did not prepare well for your exams, then what do you expect? You're suffering low grades because of what you did wrong. Kung sinabi po ni Peter na don't get upset when bad things happen to you unless you don't deserve them, then we might understand better, hindi po ba? Kung yun po yung kanyang sinabi. But yung standards po ng Diyos is much higher than that. He calls us to patiently and joyfully accept all things that happen to us even when it is unfair. Some biblical examples. Si Paul and si Silas who are singing in prison in Acts chapter 16. Si Joseph, forgiving yung kanya pong mga kapatid in Genesis chapter 45. Si David in 2 Samuel 16 when he was cursed. Meron po ba sa atin ngayon who are facing situations that seem to be unfair? How have you been responding to that situation? And how has your attitude been? Tandaan po natin that the purpose of biblical instruction is to change how we live. There should be always a two steps that we should take when we read yung ating pong Bible. First, we are to ask ourselves, ano bang ibig sabihin nitong binasa ko na to? Well, these verses that we have just read means that God wants us to endure through suffering, including those times when it is unfair. And second, is we are to ask ourselves, am I doing this? Or how can I do this better? Now, yung pong mga trials, like the ones mentioned dito po sa aklat ng 1 Peter, are common. Probably all of us, sooner or later, will face situations na kung saan we think that are unfair. So how do we respond to those things? Marami pong tao would get angry towards God and question how He could allow this to happen. Meron pong mga seeds of doubt and resentment that grows in their hearts. Pero hindi po ito yung paraan that God wanted us to respond. He wants us to forgive those who mistreat us and return good for evil. Why? Because Christ is our ultimate example. And this is how He handled yung pong unfair suffering. Which brings us to point number two. Our standard and substitute in suffering is Christ. Verses 21 hanggang 25. Naniniwala po ako that Christ suffered more than any human who ever lived based on the fact that He took the punishment for the sins of the world. Yet, of all people who have ever lived, si Jesus lamang po, yung bukod tangi at nag-iisa, who did not deserve any of the bad things that happened to Him. Jesus did come to earth to die for our sins, as we will see in verse 24. But He also came to give us an example of how to respond when we face the same situation. Verses 21 hanggang 23. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in His steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in His mouth. When He was reviled, He did not revile in return. When He suffered, He did not threaten, but continued entrusting Himself to Him who judges justly. Hindi po siya tumugon dito po sa unfair imprisonment and trial the same way na yung kanya pong mga disciples were expecting. Yung kanya pong mga disciples, they were grabbing swords, chopping ears, and thinking that Christ may fight to defend himself. But Jesus did not. He did not defend himself physically or even verbally. This took amazing self-control sa part po ng ating Panginoon. And in our world now, people are so obsessed with personal rights. Hindi po ba? Alam niyo po yung word na entitlement? Sino po sa atin ang entitled? Ay, nagpa-survey, ano? I mean, during our day ngayon, marami pong entitled na makanti mo lang ng konti, didemanda ka na. They will sue each other at the moment's notice if they think that their rights were violated. You push me, I push back. Ilagay mo yung gamit mo dun sa common area, sa labas ng apartment, aba, maglalagay din ako ng gamit ko. Hindi pwedeng ikaw lang. But God doesn't want us to be walking with that kind of attitude na kung saan makanti ka ng konti, babawian mo kagad. Instead, He wants us to be humble and meek and ready to forgive. Matthew chapter 5, verses 38 to 42. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil. But if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if anyone would sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who begs from you and do not refuse the one who would borrow from you. And sa dami po ng mga commands ng Panginoon, perhaps this one is the most difficult. And so, how can we improve dito po sa area na ito and learn how to give up humbly yung ating pong own perceived rights? Well, yung pong second part ng verse 23 has at least one part of the answer. Sabi po doon, when he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. The answer to that question is to entrust ourselves to God. We must realize that God is the righteous judge. He sees everything. Ang Diyos po yung perfect witness sa isang case. Why? Because He knows everything. He sees everything. He is everywhere. Wala po tayong may tatago sa Panginoon. If we do bear up or endure suffering, He will see us and perhaps He will reward us. And He will also punish those who treat others unfairly. Huwag po nating ilagay sa sarili nating kamay yung pong paghihigante. As Romans 12:19 says, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. Sa ating pong passage, verse 24 is a common memory verse, perhaps sa mga new believers. It is a succinct summary ng doctrine ng substitutionary atonement. Verse 24 says, "He Himself bore our sins in His body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By His wounds you have been healed." In simple terms, Jesus took our punishment so that we don't have to. Meron pong isang theological theory about atonement that is not good. Yung pong theory na yon says that Christ died para po sa purpose, for the sole purpose of encouraging us to live righteously and to take sin seriously. Yun lang daw po yung purpose. Christ died to encourage us to live a righteous life and for us to take sin seriously. Ito pong theory na ito is advocated by liberals. But they ignore yung pong basic Bible texts that show na yung pong kamatayan ng Diyos is ni Christ is effective and yung kanya pong atonement is real. But from this verse, we can see that this is one of the reasons why Christ died. Verse 24 says, He bore our sins so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. Christ's sacrifice shows us the high price na kanya pong ibinayad sa ating pong kasalanan. And ano po yun? He paid it with His life. He inspires us to love others, even those who don't deserve it. And yung kanya pong example is a kind of love, a love for those who do not deserve it. And that's us. Romans 5:8, but God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for you and for me. I would remember yung aking pong previous pastor when he says that passage sa Tagalog. He says, na habang nagtatampisaw pa tayo sa kasalanan, Christ died for us. He inspires us to get rid of all the sin in our own lives and to take sin very seriously. And so having said all of these things, yung pong idea of living a good life must not be lost. Remember yung sinabi ni Peter in the previous passage, we are to do good. And so, as we identify with Christ sa ating pong salvation, the goal is to live for righteousness. The death of Jesus Christ enables us, believers, even in the midst of suffering, to live a life that is right with God, that models yung pong characteristics that we have seen sa ating pong passage. Righteousness is one of which. It suggests yung pong right kind of living, an ethical lifestyle. By living for righteousness, the believer continues to live out yung pong declaration ng praises ng Diyos, not only through verbal testimony, but even so by lifestyle testimony. Wala pong difference yung lip and life. It's always consistent. And verse 25 borrows, dun po sa binasa ni Brother James kanina, of the pictures from Isaiah chapter 53, particularly verse 6. Sabi po dito sa verse 25, For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Tayo po yung lost sheep without a shepherd. But now we have the good shepherd. The good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. The good shepherd who knows his own and the sheep knows him just as the Father knows him and he knows the Father. And he lays down his life for the sheep. For this reason, the Father loves him because he lays down his life that he may take it up again. And ito pong good shepherd na ito is none other than Jesus Christ, the Lamb who was slain to take away the sins of the world, the one who was pierced through for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities, the chastening for our well-being, fell upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. God made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Ito pong good shepherd na to, Jesus Christ, He came not to be served, but to serve and to give His life as a ransom for many. He gave Himself for our sins so that He might rescue us from this present evil age according to the will of God and Father. And it is the will of God to show His love to the world by giving His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Mga kapatid, this is who Jesus is. And this is what He has done. And if you would repent of your sins and believe in Jesus, know that He has paid the penalty for your sins when He hung on the cross. And of this you can be sure, because in 3 days God raised Him from the dead, vindicating the sacrifice that He has made. And yung ating pong task is to respond in repentance and faith, and be assured that when we do that, we will be with Him and be counted among the children of God. And our task is to faithfully follow Him. Mga kapatid, let us endure suffering for the glory of Christ, because He is the standard and substitute in our suffering. Let us pray. Father, we thank You for Jesus Christ and for what He has done. Salamat, Panginoon, for reminding us of the gospel truth that He bore our sins. And because of what He has done, Panginoon, we have forgiveness. If we would indeed repent of our sins and put our faith in Christ. Father, would You call people to Yourself? Would You change lives, change hearts tonight? In Jesus' name, amen.